Wartime economics. Europe dodges recession, but the continent's new normal looks grim.
After 3 years of pandemic shutdowns, reopening booms, war, clogged supply chains, and nascent inflation, European policymakers thought that 2023 would be the year the old continent returned to a new normal of decent growth and sub 2% inflation. Europe's economy is indeed settling down. Unfortunately, though, the new normal is considerably uglier than economists had expected. Start with the positives. The Eurozone has proved remarkably resilient, considering the shock of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the energy crisis. Gas is now cheaper than it was on the eve of the conflict, after prices spiked last summer. Governments were not forced to ration energy as had been feared at first, in part thanks to unseasonably warm weather. Headline inflation, having reached a record 10.6% in October, is falling. Nor, as doom-mongers predicted, has industry collapsed because of the cost of fuel. In Germany, energy-intensive factories have seen output drop by a fifth since the war started, as imports replaced domestic production. But production overall had fallen just 3% by the end of the year, in line with the pre-pandemic trend. The latest IFO survey shows manufacturers as optimistic as they were before COVID-19. Although Germany's economy shrank slightly in the fourth quarter of 2022, the Eurozone defied expectations of recession. According to the European Commission's latest forecast, the bloc will avoid a contraction this quarter too. Recent sentiment surveys support this projection. The widely watched Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, has risen in recent months, suggesting a rosier picture is emerging in manufacturing and especially services. Economic stability keeps people in jobs. The number in work across the bloc rose again in the fourth quarter of 2022. The unemployment rate is at its lowest since the euro came into existence in 1999. In surveys, firms indicate appetite for new workers, and jobs keep people spending. Despite high energy prices, consumption contributed 0.5 percentage point to quarterly growth in the second and third quarters of 2022. In many countries, the energy shock takes time to affect consumers because high prices are only passed on with a lag, says Jens Eisenschmidt of Morgan Stanley, a bank. In the meantime, financial help from governments has helped households spend.